Day 12, Heaven's Inhabitants, Remembering and Praying. Luke 16:25 says, "But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here, and you are in agony.'" C.S. Lewis wrote, "Your soul has a curious shape, because it is a hollow made to fit a particular swelling in the infinite contours of the divine substance, or a key to unlock one of the doors in the house with many mansions." Luke 16 makes clear that in heaven, those who endured bad things on earth are comforted. This comfort implies a memory of what happened. If there is no memory of the bad things, what would be the need for or the nature of such comfort? After we die, we will give an account of our lives down to specific actions and words. We're told this in Matthew 12 and 2 Corinthians 5. Given our improved minds and clear thinking, our memory should be more, not less, accurate concerning our earthly lives. How could we possibly give an account for what we can't remember? Because we'll be held accountable for more than we presently remember, presumably our memory will have to get far better. The doctrine of eternal rewards sheds light on heaven dwellers' memories of their lives on earth. In 1 Corinthians 3, 12-15, we can see that our rewards hinge on specific acts of faithfulness done here that survive God's judgment of believers and are brought into heaven with us. Our righteous deeds will not be forgotten, but will follow us to heaven, Revelation 14:13 says. The positions of authority and the treasures we're granted in heaven will perpetually remind us of our lives here, because God will grant those rewards for what we do on earth. God keeps a record in heaven of what people, both unbelievers and believers, do on earth. That record will outlast our earthly lives, we see in 2 Corinthians 5:10. For those now in heaven, the records of life on earth still exist. Malachi 3:16 says, "There's a scroll of remembrance that even now is being written in heaven concerning those living on earth." Clearly, heaven is a place for remembering, not for forgetting. Memory is a basic element of personality. If we are truly ourselves in heaven, there must be continuity of memory from earth to heaven. We will not be different people, but the same people, marvelously relocated and transformed. Heaven will cleanse us, but it will not revise or extinguish our origins or history. Undoubtedly, we will remember God's works of grace in our lives that comforted, assured, sustained, and empowered us to live for Him. Now, what about the question of whether those in heaven pray for us on earth? If people in heaven remember their lives on earth and are allowed to see at least some of what happens, then it would seem strange for them not to be interceding for us in prayer. We know that at least one man who has died and gone to heaven is now praying for us, because Romans 8:34 tells us that Jesus is at God's right hand, interceding for His people. If Jesus, the God-man, prays in heaven, why wouldn't other people in heaven pray? The martyrs in heaven also pray to God. We see that in Revelation 6:10, asking Him to take specific action on earth. They are praying for God's justice, which has intercessory implications for Christians now suffering here. The sense of connection and loyalty to the body of Christ and concern for the saints on earth would likely be enhanced, not diminished, by being in heaven. In any case, Revelation 6 makes it clear that some who have died and are now in heaven are praying concerning what's happening here and now. If prayer is simply talking to God, presumably we will pray more in heaven than we do now, surely not less. Given our righteous state in heaven, our prayers would be more effective than ever. Revelation 5:8 speaks of the prayers of the saints in a context that may include the saints in heaven. Of course, there is only one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5 tells us. We are never told to pray for the saints in heaven, or to the saints, or through the saints, but only to God through His Son. But though we should not pray to the saints may well be praying for us. Questions about our loved ones remembering us or possibly praying for us are rooted in our desire to be assured that our relationship with them continues even though we can't see them. But of that we can be certain. Though we naturally grieve the death of loved ones, we know that if they are believers, we will one day be reunited. As the Apostle Paul writes, "We want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, We also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died, 1 Thessalonians 4. Their parting is not the end of our relationship with them, only an interruption. We have not lost them because we know where they are. They are experiencing the joy of Christ's presence in a place so wonderful that Christ called it paradise. Have you lost, so to speak, loved ones to heaven? Does it encourage you to know where they are and that one day you'll be with them again in the presence of Jesus and eventually on the new earth? Father, cause the hearts of your people to rejoice that we will one day be with you and with our Savior, Jesus. We praise you also that we will be reunited with our friends and family who know you and have gone before us into your presence. Thank you that they remember us as we remember them. Until we see them again, comfort us with the knowledge that even now we are not disconnected from them. We have not lost them, and they have not lost us, because we know where they are, and they know where we are. We look forward to our homecoming and the great reunion.